Promotions Manager for the SVG Climate Compliance Conference, Austin Kane, said the conference open day scheduled for late August will give persons an opportunity to visit the academy and learn more about how to make St. Vincent and the Grenadines climate compliant.
Climate Compliance Conference Open Day. It's something that we do about three times yearly. This is where Vincentians get the opportunity to come up to the Richmond Vale Academy to learn about the projects we do and the steps that they can take to also make, to play their part in making St. Vincent and the Grenadines climate compliant. For this exhibition on the 30th of August, we would be doing displays about soap production. We also show persons how to make biogas. They would get a tour of the academy. They also get to go into the vegetable garden to learn about organic farming and the advantages it has over consuming so many of the genetically modified foods. They would also get a tour of our hiking center. They basically get to be a Richmond Vale Academy volunteer for one day to see the way that the academy runs and to see the necessary steps that they can take to play their part in the SVG Climate Compliance Conference.
Mr. Kane said the SVG Climate Compliance Conference began in 2012 with the goal of making this country healthy, food secure, and ready for the effects of climate change. He said a number of projects have been carried out to ensure the success of the conference.
The SVG Climate Compliance Conference is a 10-year initiative taken after Hurricane Thomas in 2012, and we observed that a lot of the stuff that were in the rivers were plastic bottles, things that could have been recycled. So we decided to take a stance and we started the SVG Climate Compliance Conference in 2012, and we're hoping by the end of 2021 that St. Vincent would be healthy, food secure, and ready for the effects of global warming and climate change. We've taken a lot of different steps to ensure that the Climate Compliance Conference is a success. For example, we promote recycling, trash pickups, beach cleanups. We promote also reforestation, and we're aiming to plant a whole lot of trees. We kicked off with the Moringa tree, which has been well received by the public.
Mr. Kane is also urging all individuals with an interest in climate change to take advantage of the Richmond Vale Academy scholarship program.
We want to reach as many Vincentians as possible. Make sure that Vincentians are aware that global warming is taking place. It's affecting not only the bigger countries, not only the more developed countries. It's also taking a toll on St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We have started taking steps and putting measures in place to reduce the extent of damage that global warming and climate change is having on St. Vincent. I would like to urge all conscious-minded individuals, all Vincentians who recognize that global warming and climate change is real, to apply for a scholarship. It's not a very difficult process. Once you survive the preparatory period, then you get yourself a scholarship to basically not save only yourself, you also get to save your neighborhood and later save St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Promotions Manager for the SVG Climate Compliance Conference, Austin Kane. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.